This is Ashley Hodge with the Sikkim 365 podcast. Today I have a special guest. I have Derek Scott, who has been a long-term subscriber to Sikkim 365. And I know a lot of us on the message boards have been following him because he's been a participant on Dwayne Johnson, The Rock's Titan Games, and has made the final eight. And so today I want to interview him about his experience. And actually, Derek, this is our second podcast that I've interviewed you. I interviewed you on a stewardship podcast a couple months ago where we focused on health. And it's really refreshing to see that not only are you a theory guy, but you're a practice what you preach guy. And I think we all witnessed that on national television. So take us behind the scenes a little bit and tell us about your Titan Game experience. How did you get in front of them in the first place?
Thank you so much for having me on, Ashley, and big thank you to the whole entire Sikkim 365 community and Baylor Nation. You guys have been amazing. But with regards to getting on the Titan Games, I actually prepared exactly like I do day in and day out. Strength training, martial arts training, strongman training, conditioning, it was all kind of the exact same. And fortunate enough for me, I actually have a relationship with some of the American Ninja Warrior casting producers. And they contacted me and said, hey, we think you'd be perfect for this new show with The Rock. And as soon as they said The Rock, I was like, stop right there. I don't care what you need from me. You need a blood sample, whatever it is. Like, let's go. I'm ready to do whatever you guys need to get involved in this experience. And from there, I had to submit a ton of videos. I had to submit some actual applications, do some interviews. And luckily enough, I was invited out to the Combine, which was everything you think of with regards to like the NFL Combine, right? You know, max deadlifts, 40-yard dash, vertical testing. You know what? The one thing they didn't ask me is what my wingspan was. I actually have no idea.
They should have asked you that. That's a pretty incredible neglect for them to leave that information out, but that's interesting. How many participants?
I have to share that with them.
How many participants were there to start? Were there, thousands?
Yeah, so the applicants were tens of thousands. They actually didn't tell us a concrete number, but somebody told me 80,000. I don't know if that's right.
Okay. Yeah.
From there, it got whittled down to about 200 that came to the Combine. And then from the Combine, they actually selected 64 contestants and 4 alternates.
Gotcha. And you obviously have made the final eight, which is just an unbelievable accomplishment. So congratulations for that. And I know you have some confidentiality agreements in place that prohibit you from talking too much as far as how the actual competition has played out. So I think, can you share, have the finals already been filmed? And, when would we expect to watch that final eight competition? Can you share dates at all? Or is that something you have to, keep under wraps?
Yeah, so now that my episode is aired and you guys have kind of hopefully seen me compete, I can talk about up to that competition. Everything has already been shot. And I know that the Battle of the Titans will take place on, I believe, the 9th episode, which is in February. It'll be like the first or the second Thursday in February.
Okay.
Will be the Battle of the Titans. And then after that airs, there'll be another episode, which will be the actual like season finale where the Titan gets crowned.
Ah, cool. That's awesome. Well, that's interesting. We're gonna watch that, and I'm sure you're gonna have a lot of Baylor Bears rooting for you. So
it's kind of surreal to have, Baylor Law School shot me out, Baylor Nation, Baylor Proud account shot me out, and what's funny is that I'm trying to like obsessively go through everything and just make sure I tell everyone thank you, just because having that type of support is kind of surreal, and I've felt it before in the past, with some of the fighting and some of the other stuff that I've done, but this is just a whole nother level.
Right, yeah. From an exposure standpoint, I'm sure you probably are hearing from people that you haven't heard from in years, I would guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the coolest things is actually reconnecting with a lot of my childhood friends who are reaching out and just telling me how proud of me they are. And, that's kind of why I do a lot of what I do. It means a lot to me.
That's awesome. Well, there's an old saying that your life will be the same this year as it was last year, except for the places you go, the people you meet, and the books you read. From that perspective, What about this experience has really opened your eyes to make you see things differently? Or do you have any cool stories of, you know, meetings with The Rock or whoever that's really given you a new perspective?
Yeah, so I'll say two things. While I was doing the Titan Games, I was actually reading Dr. Jim Apatow's book the entire time, and it's called The Champion's Mind. And for me, I'm so consistent with my training and with everything with regards to physical health. It was really nice to have that mental edge, that gold medal mindset going through this process.
Right.
And for me, reading The Champion's Mind and then experiencing what I experienced on the Titan Games, it really just showed me that my mental strength is just as strong, if not significantly stronger, than my physical strength.
Right.
And then the second thing being is, you know, The Rock, the Brahma Bull, the People's Champion, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment, whatever you want to call him, the guy is known for his smack talk. So what was really cool for me is that I love smack talk. I love banter. It's like, it's the way that I connect with my friends. It's how I kind of feel and know people really truly love me when they give me a little bit of smack talk.
Right.
So our first take, I was, the first time I'm standing there next to The Rock and I'm standing next to Kwame, and you know, Kwame's a big dude. He's like 6'6". I don't know. He's well known all over the world for like being the push-up champion. He's been on the Ellen Show, name it. So I'm standing next to both of these guys, and we had to shoot this take like 8 or 9 times because just walking down the steps. And that's it. We were just supposed to walk down the steps, but the producers didn't like the way that it was shot. So probably the 6th take, The Rock, you know, we're chatting the whole time, right? Because you're standing next to him, you're being a human being. He's this super famous guy. You're not going to not talk to him.
Right.
So we're going back and forth, and then he starts talking a little smack. He's like, you know, if you can't walk down the steps right, it ain't looking too good for you, brother. And, you know, I didn't even think twice about it. My natural reaction was just to kind of give it back to him. So I basically told him, like, you know, just hang on for a second. I'll be all right. And it went back and forth a little bit. So that, for me, was a very poignant and cherished experience to have the king of smack talk giving you a little bit of smack talk.
That's funny. So, you know, what I'm curious as far as your preparation. I know you've already said that you really just business as usual. You do the same things that you've done all your life. But did you hire somebody to fine-tune anything? Or, you know, have you tried to focus more on sleep and diet during this time? Has that been a consideration at all? Or is it just, you know, hey, I do what I do and I'm just going to be consistent?
Yeah, so I'm in a very fortunate position in that I work with a company called Ultimate Performance. And Ultimate Performance is probably the world's leading transformation company. We're responsible for more transformations, right? So going from not very good physique to just absolutely incredible shape than any other company in the whole entire world. And in that position, I'm afforded the ability to kind of work with, interact, be coached by the world's leading personal trainers, right? So I can talk to probably the best guy in the world as far as when it comes to personal training on a daily basis. And then not only that, through my education, my exposure with the Pelican Group, PICP, I've worked with some of the best coaches in the world, so I can message those guys. So all I did was just double down on that. And what's really neat is that we're going to give everybody like some sample stuff. But like my nutrition, my actual training, and then we have 2 books that are the Encyclopedia of Body Transformation and then like a nutrition book. So we're trying to like give that away, and I'm giving the links to all that stuff too. So
yeah,
that'll be pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah, we need, after we get done with this podcast, you need to text me those links, and I'll make sure to include them in the notes on this.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. I tried to post it on the forum today, and I don't know if it went through or not.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. So I know, you know, I've noticed on social media that you have a ritual with your girlfriend, Taylor, where you lift her up and kiss her, and you did this at the end of the Mount Olympus Challenge. Is there some significance behind that, or is that just something you've always done? You know, I see you doing that, you know, different places that you travel to. Is that just something that the two of you have, you know, kind of an inside deal between the two of you?
Yeah, so for me, what's funny is that I do a lot of crazy stuff, and the ability for me to do all that crazy stuff is that how much of a foundation I have in my relationship. It's not something that I ever have to think about, and she lifts me up in every aspect of my life. So we kind of got this signature pose thing way back in the day. So now every time we take a trip or we travel or we do something fun, we do this signature pose thing, and I've probably taken that photo everywhere from the top of the highest mountain we've been to the most beautiful beaches in Hawaii to you name it, we've kind of done this signature pose. And for us, it's just kind of a way for us to show the uniqueness of our relationship, and it's a way for me to kind of symbolically show that I'm going to lift her up just like she lifts me up.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. All right, so I got to ask you about Mount Olympus, man. You're crushing that course. And then at the end, I don't know how much of it was made for TV drama, but it seems like you struggled with the 250-pound ball. Was that the weight of the ball that you had to carry at the end, 250 pounds?
The weight of the ball was 2,000 pounds, actually. So I don't know if they said on TV, but yeah, it was heavy.
2,000 pounds. Okay. Yeah, I thought they said 250, but that didn't make any sense to me. So then now 2,000 pounds.
I'm just taking a little bit of a joke. I'm sure.
It was 250 pounds. Gotcha.
What's funny is that everything in the competition was heavy. And right. I mean everything. From everything we did was unbelievably heavy. And I get it, right? I'm like 5'9", and at the competition, I think I deadlifted like 475 pounds for one repetition.
Wow, yeah.
But there was guys there who were doing 800, 900-pound deadlifts, like world record-setting deadlifts. They're right. Like professional strongmen. So Because of that, the scale and everything had to be super crazy heavy.
Right.
And for me, when I got to the boulder, I've done really heavy reverse sled drags before, and I anticipated that it would be kind of like that. And I've powered through those, no problem. I mean, heavy, heavy sled
right.
drags. But I don't know if it was the leverage or how I grabbed it or what I did. That thing felt like it was 3,000 pounds and wasn't going anywhere.
Right.
But, you know, luckily, I didn't freak out. I kind of persevered through it, and I was able to kind of, you know, get the token and win the Mount Olympus challenge.
Yeah, and you had such a big lead that you had some time there to you know, be able to figure that out. I'm just curious, looking back on it, would you have done anything different technique wise? I noticed I think it was the girl that didn't win, and you're you know, after your segment aired,
Nicole. Right.
Yeah, she got real close to it and was, you know, dragging it like, you know, like with a real short chain. I mean, would that have been in hindsight, a better technique to move it?
Oh yeah, 100%. And cause I grabbed it at the end near the sled chamber, and everybody who seemed to do it really well grabbed close to the boulder.
Gotcha.
And the other thing is, and I don't think most people realize it, is the chains that are draped around the boulder, if they get wedged underneath it, it turns it into like literally a wedge. So it adds a significant amount of friction to it.
Right.
And in hindsight, I definitely should have grabbed that boulder differently.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, it was exciting, man. And you just tore through that, you know, those first five challenges, pretty impressive to watch. And congratulations again on getting this far. And we're going to be excited to watch the finals and see how everything, you know, unfolds. Any other thoughts for Baylor sports fans? I know you probably haven't been able to be on the message boards much. You've been, I'm sure, consumed with other things, but anything that you're following these days?
Yeah, you know what? I'm very proud to be able to call myself a Baylor Bear and say Sikkim and have that sense of community. And it just feels really good to add the moniker of Titan on top of that. And I just want to say how much I really appreciate the whole entire Baylor Nation.
Well, hey, thank you, Derek, and we appreciate you taking time to do this, and I'm sure a lot of Baylor fans will love to listen to this and follow your progress in February as you compete for the ultimate Titan, and hopefully we'll see some good results, but we'll be cheering you on one way or the other. Sikkim Bears.
Yeah, all I can say is if you saw the first couple challenges, you can kind of project out and come to your own conclusion about what's going to happen.
I love it. All right. Have a good one, man. Thanks for doing this.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Take care.